This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need a spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Do you still not look at the YouTube feed in here?
Okay. Yes. Nothing personal.
I like to have it up, just to make sure, whatever. It helps me remember not to pick my nose if every now and then I look at it. So I find that helpful. But I want to give G some credit here because it is the very first ever, outside of you and me promoting it. Before the show starts, he has like a billboard up with the rundown, right? Who's going to be on the show today?
Who is going to be on the show today?
Well,
I was going to ask you.
Here you go. I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to end with the reason I want to give G some credit. Yeah, it's us. Our names are, and then, so Sam Panayotovich at 3:30.
Okay.
4 o'clock, Evan Silva.
Love Evan Silva.
Yeah.
Chicago slant here so far.
Okay. 5 o'clock, Sal Capaccio.
All right. Sal's been to Chicago.
Picks at 6. He's got picks on there. He's promoting picks. Thank you, G.
Picks.
Still unsponsored. It's the longest continuously running radio segment that's unsponsored in history.
I thought we put him at 5:30.
Oh. I didn't.
No. Because of the hockey game, I thought we might move them up. Move us all up.
Oh, I mean, I'm open.
No, that's all right.
I'm open to that.
Six is good.
I'm open.
That's
to
when
that.
People tune in.
I'm fine with that if you want to do that. I got
six.
Yeah, yeah.
Six is fine.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spring that. It's nice to see that promoted, even if it's just
it
within the four of us here.
Are yours done yet?
I'm all set. Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, I do. It's one of the first things I do on Friday mornings, usually. And if I don't have it done by the time I walk in the door here, I feel, when I realize it, it will unsettle me. I just like to have it done.
You know, what
it feels
the first
like a
thing,
homework assignment. Like I'm going to walk into school and I don't want to, the assignment's not due until sixth period. I don't want to get to first period and realize, oh, I still got to do my assignment.
This is like, I probably shouldn't say this, but it's not exactly the first thing I do on Friday mornings, but it's a thing that happens on Friday mornings. My wife usually plays tennis at like 6:30, and the bus comes for my two teenagers at 6:30. So I get up. Sometimes I won't even get up when they leave. It's bad. But, on Fridays I make sure to because mama left. And almost every day, if not every day, when she gets up early for them, she'll cut up an apple, which is something that goes back to when they were like in nurse, you know, preschool, nursery school, preschool, you know, kindergarten. She'll cut up an apple. And like, I've never cut up an apple.
I only eat apples cut up now.
Well, like, shouldn't they be old enough to just pick up an apple and take a bite?
Sure, or
cut it up themselves.
Yeah. I just, the beard, you know, the apple, the juice. And
stuff
it just gets messy, so I like to chop it up into, I have an apple, I do actually eat an apple almost every weekday. After my workout, but I always cut it up. I do not, you probably have never noticed, the very few times that I've brought an apple in here, I will bring a knife, like a pocket knife from my truck, and sit here and cut it up. I will not sit here in front of you and just chew into an apple with like juice running down my beard. I just feel gross.
I mean, I would cut up a grapefruit or an orange.
Sure.
Or a lemon.
Well, I wouldn't remember
but not an apple. Like, but just take a bite out of an apple. The skin is not your enemy.
No, I don't peel it. I mean, I like the skin. I just like it. I like to control the...
Hey, hold that thought. Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And, call the Yates. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. You were saying...
I don't remember. I was just carrying on about cutting up apples. I don't really know what else I was saying.
I'm just sort of deadbeat dad because I'm not going to cut the apple up. She now cuts them up before she leaves for tennis. So there they are.
Right.
I'm not sure the kids ever eat them, but there they are at least because I'm not doing it. Cut your own apple.
All right. I'm done on the apple. The only other thing I've got on my mind before we really get into it is it 153 degrees in here? We just started the show and I feel like a sheen building on my entire body right now. Ugh, just gross.
That's whatever. Yeah. It's hot.
Yeah, sorry.
But it's Friday.
Not to drag us down. Nobody cares about our plight.
Ed Oliver. So what do you think? High ankle? Adam Schefter says multi-week. They play Thursday next week.
Right.
Forget it.
Yeah.
So high ankle, like if it's worse, it's more specific and longer, and it's just not like a, you know, the lowest of low ankle sprains where you wouldn't ever say multi-week.
Yeah.
So you know who I was thinking about today? When the show will never have sounded older. Second day in a row for a Shula-era Dolphins reference. John Offerdahl. Was a linebacker for the Shula Dolphins. Tom Olivadotti,
not to be confused with Tom Olivadotti, right?
Okay. He was the beleaguered-looking. You know, the Bills would play them, and there would be like the obligatory shots of the defensive coordinator on the sideline with the headset. Tom Olivadotti had like white curly hair and just like a very sad face because Thurman Thomas was on the Bills, you know, at least at that time. Eventually he was on the Dolphins, by the way, if you believe it.
Beleaguered is a very good way to describe him.
And this poor guy, like, they never really figured out what to do with Thurman. And on the other side, well, on the same side of the ball, actually, John Offerdahl, I want to say, was an oft-injured inside linebacker for Miami. And I remember, like, it was kind of a big deal whether he would play in games against the Bills. Like, it's you know, it's Kelly and Marino. Is Offerdahl going to play? And if Offerdahl, it's fun to say Offerdahl.
Yes.
If Offerdahl is going to play,
I like saying Olivadotti, too.
They're both great names, both O names. If he doesn't, then, easy peasy. Like, the Bills will just have no trouble at all with Oliver is also a Miami Dolphins.
Lewis Oliver, right.
O name. But Offerdahl was like a big factor, like a big topic before those.
Was that because he was the one who maybe had the best chance of covering Thurman on pass patterns?
No, I think more
run game.
Yeah. I think more inside.
Yeah, okay.
But still, like, he was important.
Mm-hmm.
And when he wouldn't play, that's great news. Oliver, Ed Oliver.
Oh.
Is he this? Like, how important is he to any of this? He had a really good opener. Now he's gone for probably at least two games. Certainly one. This game. It's a kind of a tricky opponent to not have, like, your best defense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's going to be what we talk about the most for the next 2 days is, like, what are the Bills on defense? Yeah. We're talking about a lot.
A few things there, I think. One thing that comes to mind is that Oliver has mostly, I think he earned the contract extension that he got. He's been at times a very flashy and important player, and other times, I think, a relatively underwhelming player. Like, just like you want more. You want more consistency from him. Like, maybe even, you might even take less dramatic impact and just more sort of more plateau, just more like solid, really good, you know. But, you know, you like the splash plays. Obviously, you got a huge play out of him late in this game that I don't think the Bills win the game without him forcing that fumble on Derrick Henry. So, you know, I want to be careful what I wish for. But he's kind of up and down, I feel like. And so he has this great game, and it might be the kind of game that, and the opponent here this week, the Jets, they're going to, you've described it, right? They're Baltimore light with Fields and Breece Hall. So can Oliver put a second solid week together? Maybe that's the beginning of a season where he finally gets, you know, some recognition and, you know, deserves it. And now he's out. Like, the season's barely even in the air, and he's out, and may miss more than one game. So that, like, that's disappointing. Certainly, for the big picture, like, what, you know, can we get an impact defender? We're all like, all these assets, that first round picks and free agents and everything they've done to the defensive line, they don't really have a guy that is any really perceived as a regular game wrecker. And you know, that might be a lot to ask him to do that, but I think the reviews were so good on Sunday. Okay, put another good game together. You're going to be called on. This is a challenging opponent, maybe similar enough to what you just did well against in week one. So he loses that opportunity. And I do think it's a big loss. It squarely puts
the draft
in focus.
We're already to
the second pick,
the draft,
the second round pick in Sanders, the fourth round pick in Deion Walker. You know, free agency doesn't really impact this that much because Ogunjobi's suspended, Hoyt is suspended, you know, Bose is there. But in the interior, the changes were those three guys, the draft picks and Ogunjobi, and the two draft picks did not have a great time of it. And so, and by the way, the draft pick in between Sanders and Walker is Landon Jackson, and he didn't get a uniform in week one, and I doubt he'll get a uniform in week two. Like, he's going to be a long play developmental prospect, it looks like, at this point. So for all the attention that was paid to the defensive line, the two guys that are left there, who I would think their playing time is going to go up significantly in this game with no Ed Oliver, somebody's going to have to come through. And that might be a lot to ask, considering how last week went. Because I don't think either one of them showed very well for themselves in this game.
Yeah, it's what I've been thinking about the most this week is, as really, and I said very, very similar to this yesterday, magical as Sunday night was, it turns 180 if they can't stop this team, even if they win. I mean, if it's 41-40 again, mm-hmm. What have we got? You know, like, we knew that Allen was great. We know the offense has a super high ceiling, but what is happening on defense? And you'll get your suspended players back. You'll get Oliver back, and, you know, Trey White, he might play even in this game. But that'll be kind of scary and new for us watching the Bills to have them, you know, not, if it happens, look like they're up to it defensively. And it really puts, for our conversations, I think, it would really put McDermott and Bean under the microscope. Because here's McDermott, whose advantage, you know, apart along with other things, you have to give him credit, or a lot of credit, for what the Bills are overall. But it's really like defensive acumen and being able to, despite certain adversities, make the defense sing. And now you've got Bean, who poured, you know, with McDermott along, poured the draft capital into the defense, shunned receiver again. I say again because I'm going to ignore that for the last 2 years their first pick was a pass catcher. Still, like, this is what they did this year, and will it matter? And so the Jets are not the Saints, who are in 2 weeks, as a team that you might not think has really anything scary, but they're still the Jets. Like, this is a team, right, that had one of the worst records in the league last year, one of the lowest win totals in the league this year.
Yeah,
you can't have it.
Yeah, whatever. However positive the reviews on their new tackles are, say, right, and just how much more formidable they may be as an opponent because of that. Yeah, it's still the Jets. Like you're not going to go beyond surface. If you struggle with this team, or even lose to this team, yeah, what's the disclaimer? Well, it's Baltimore. It's a bad matchup. We knew that, and they stole it. Okay, you know, I'm not in the mood to criticize that. You got the win, that's what matters the most, and now button everything else up, okay? The schedule lightens up, and let me see you look like a team that, you know, is one of the top Super Bowl favorites. And if you have a tough time stopping the Jets, then I think that would be pretty alarming. It might be in the defense of the two kids that are going to be called on, I think, significantly here, a little early for an exam. You know, like they I think struggled in 16 and 13 snaps respectively. None for, I think it was Walker, past the third quarter. They just didn't even put him back out on the field anymore. I mean, that might also be because they needed stops. And I'm going to play my best guys trying to get the ball back here, you know, in a game we're chasing, and they ended up, you know, obviously catching up and winning. But still, it's definitely not ideal in my eyes, and I'll bet even in the Bills' eyes, that they've got to go to these guys for 50 to 60% of snaps, say. I'm just estimating. They're going to activate, it sounds like, from what Daquan Jones said after practice today, Zion Logue off the practice squad.
Oh, Zion Logue season.
To replace Ed Oliver, he just let that slip. Like, you know, we got guys here, and he mentioned Logue by name, which makes it sound like he knows he's coming up. So there's your Oliver roster spot, I think. I mean, does he play more than Sanders or Walker? I think if he does, that's probably bad news for how it's going with Sanders and Walker.
Would you take the Bills scoring 24 points? Last six trips, Allen's career at the Jets, working backwards chronologically, 23-16, that was an overtime game, 17-45, they, you know, blew him out. 18-17. Prior to that was Matt Barkley putting up 41.
I'm not inclined to say yes to 24 points. I would hope that that's enough to beat the Jets, but with no Oliver and the way they looked overall last week, again, against the Ravens versus against the Jets.
At home, though.
I'm afraid you might need more than 24 to beat this team.
It was a home game. And it was by the end of the third quarter, almost,
right.
40. That's not to, you know, you shouldn't ignore how the game ended. I mean, they did get stops in the fourth quarter, three in a row, including the takeaway. So the total is 46.5 and at where I'm looking now, and the Bills are 6.5-point favorites, so that's easy math. 26.5 to 20 is the implied total. I got another one for you.
Go on.
Would you take 4-1? Jets, Dolphins, Saints, New England.
Boy, it feels greedy to say no, but you should be, what you said, 6.5 this week?
Yep. The other games are all, at the moment,
higher
the look
than
headlines
that?
Are all higher than that. The Jets, last Friday, the Jet game was 8.5. But the Jets looked good,
yeah,
and the Bills' defense did not look good.
I also want to say no. I'm usually pretty – I feel like with a would you take, I can often be pretty – yeah, you know, I don't want to be a pig. Sure, that's fine. 4-1's fine. I mean, 4-1 would be a good record, obviously, but with who you're playing
– who do they lose to?
I don't think I want to settle for that. I mean, you lose to the Jets in week two. What? You lose, you know, and maybe that starts a whole, well, the Jets are actually really a lot better than we thought they would do. Okay. Miami at home, the Saints, New England in a night game? No. I'm not signing up for any of that.
4-1.
Yeah, no, I don't think
so.
It's
not good enough for you.
I mean, I could see, I think Atlanta, you know, we'll see if they, you know, they had a kind of a weird week one.
You give them Sunday night. Will you watch your first Falcons game of the last?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
5 years, Sunday night at Minnesota.
Probably not because no. I'm not going to be home.
Right.
I'm going to see the Bills game. I'm going to this Borderland Festival that started. Not my friends Leroy Towns are playing right now at this festival. It's going to be going all weekend.
So are the Penguins and the Bruins, by the way, at Harbor Center.
I will be there all
He's
day.
He's not playing that.
All day Saturday, all day Sunday, and they have Bills tailgate party, big screen. Like they'll make accommodations for people who want to watch football. So I'm going to watch the Bills game there. But it will not be a day where after that, I'm just in front of the TV, you know? So
Falcons, Minnesota just sounds like a game you can afford to miss.
Yeah, probably. It's right? Not a bad Sunday night game to have scheduled for this weekend for me.
Plus, you got two on Monday.
Right.
You got to make sure you're down for.
But I'm
although you're not watching the second game on Monday either because it's too late.
Right. But I'm bummed out about Chiefs and Eagles. I'll have my iPad. I'll probably sneak some peeks. It's not like I'm going to be chained to something, but, I'll be out. So it's not,
all right.
It won't be a sitting in front of the TV day for me on Sunday, as it turns out, which, I'm happy about. I'll miss the football, but I love this festival.
I have a tough time turning down 4-1. It's still the NFL. And if they had beaten Baltimore more convincingly, which is like pretty much any other way, because they really were outplayed. I mean, they were lucky to win. It's to their credit that they pulled it out. But still, like, it was Baltimore's game almost the whole night. If they had beaten the Ravens more convincingly, and maybe the Jets looked worse, then maybe you could get me to know on 4-1.
Does this look like the hardest game of the next four?
Yes.
Because it's on the road, and the Jets look good in week one?
The only – that could change if – I don't think it changes if Miami – wins Sunday over New England by like double digits. I think it could change if New England wins by double digits because they had a rough week one. And it's not only that. If you followed the discourse this week with the Patriots, it's Mike Vrabel talking about how there's too much on Drake May's plate and Josh McDaniels saying, no, there isn't.
Nice.
Like he's got enough and it's not even that much, basically, is what McDaniels said. So that was not a great opener for them. I mean, not a great first week. If they go to Miami and romp, I mean, the line is like one, so we'll talk to Sam about it in a minute. If they have, he's not on the Patriots at all. Like he'll tell you Miami. If that happens though, then all right, we're sort of back to what the preseason sounded like with New England. But until that happens, I think it's this game. You know, Joe Ostrowski has me a little spooked on this game with the money on the Jets.
The smart money.
It's still not.
Is that what it's called? The smart money?
Sharps.
Sharp money, whatever.
6.5 is the number today. So it's not like it pushed really at all further from what he was saying yesterday. Sam Panayotovich, Bet Sweats coming up. We'll talk Bills, Jets, Patriots, Dolphins, and more. Week two in the NFL. He's always got a couple of good college football ideas for us as well. Evan Silva today at 4. Get your fantasy questions answered. Then Sal Capaccio at 5. We'll dig into the matchups, the Oliver injury, and what else we might need to know with the Bills injury report out today. You've got Trey White, Hancock, and who else? Not Benford. Benford practiced in full, but there's somebody else back there. Taron Johnson, right. Also listed as questionable. That's it. So, I don't know. Not the worst team you could play when your secondary is in rough shape. Pretty early for it to be in rough shape, week two.
Yeah.
Sam Paniatovic next. Football Friday, everybody, here on WGR. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, will be back in a snap. That's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.